We're back once again with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. As we've said many times here on ClearPath, people are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. That's the good news. And what is also good news is that they're living in retirement well past those generations before them. The whole face of retirement has changed dramatically in recent years. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is back with us to talk about a new survey among existing retirees, really looking to see what they would have done differently. Now, is it a case, Catherine, of regrets? They've had a few, but perhaps too few to mention, or do they have big regrets and something that we can all learn from?
Retirees have wonderful insights and wisdom for today's workers and future generations to follow, and some may seem self-evident. 3 out of 4 said they wish they would have saved more on a consistent basis, but they also have some other insights that could be really helpful for people. So, for example, many say that they wish they had been more knowledgeable about retirement saving and investing. We actually see in our research among workers relatively low level of knowledge, and that's a huge opportunity because there are so many resources available today that weren't around 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, ranging from education from your employer-sponsored retirement plan to quite a number of resources on the internet.
Right. You'd be surprised if anybody said, lamenting the fact that perhaps they saved too much. I don't think there's such a thing, but it's a very specific, very individual thing. It really depends. It depends on the lifestyle you have currently. It depends on your ambitions. Are you going to travel, as you point out often, Catherine? What sort of lifestyle do you want to have in retirement? So really, it does come down to education, right? Educating yourself, your loved ones, your family, your spouse, the two of you, what you need, and then the steps you need to take to get there.
And in addition to that, we all need to look at saving and preparing for retirement as much of a journey as it is a destination. We talked to today's retirees. They've spent 40 years in the workforce, and the retirement landscape is very different from when they were just getting started in their careers. And that's why it's so important that we all get educated, we calculate our savings goals and income needs, and that we update them along the way, because our own circumstances are going to change and inevitably the retirement landscape itself will change.
One of the things you've noted is that there is not a defined period necessarily. In other words, 65. It's a more of a transition, and baby boomers are doing this and setting a new trend for retirement. They're continuing to work in some capacity even after those traditional retirement ages. Did any of that come out of the survey?
A huge cautionary tale came out, because when we asked retirees the age they retired and are they working in retirement, the median retirement age was 62. 60% retired sooner than expected, and only 5% are currently working in some sort of part-time job.
There are always so many insights that come from these surveys that we can look at in future segments, and we'll do so. Thanks again for joining us here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.